मेसेज रेडियो नेपाल एमटी का प्रसाद खड्का विथ न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स फर्स्ट. प्राइम मिनिस्टर केपी शर्मा ओली एड्रेसेस इवेंट एट एशियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी ड्यूरिंग हिज ऑनगोइंग थाईलैंड विजिट. कॉल्स फॉर मल्टी लेवल कोलैबोरेशन टू एड्रेस क्लाइमेट चेंज एज शेयर्ड ग्लोबल कंसर्न. Health Minister urges all to adopt high precautions in view of increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. Haze causes low visibility disrupts flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. And Hungary withdraws from International Criminal Court during Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, who is presently on the five-day official visit to Thailand beginning from the 1st of April, addressed an event today hosted by the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT. In his address, the Prime Minister echoed the need for collective efforts to ensure a secure and prosperous future for the entire humanity. He also highlighted that the government of Nepal is focused on promoting human happiness, prosperity and security and self-dignity. The Prime Minister also called for collaborative efforts at the national, regional and global levels to address the climate change, the global common concern for all. Earlier today, Prime Minister Oli held discussions with the Thai businessmen in Bangkok. According to a statement issued by the Prime Minister's Secretariat, members of the Nepali business delegation were also present in the discussion. Following Prime Minister Oli's call, Thai businessmen have shown enthusiasm for investing in sectors such as tourism, hotels and construction raw materials in Nepal. On the occasion, Thai businessmen were interested in issues such as the legal ease of investment and arrangement for repatriating profits after investments. Similarly, today itself, Prime Minister Oli and Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Harina Amarasuriya, held a meeting. During the meeting, the two prime ministers discussed various matters of bilateral and mutual interest. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli and Bhutanese Prime Minister Chiring Tobgay met in Bangkok today. Prime Minister Oli held a sideline meeting with Bhutanese Prime Minister Tobgay. Likewise, Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for the Asia-Pacific, Armida Alsia, called on Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli there today. Executive Secretary Salsia called on Prime Minister Oli on the sidelines of the 6th Bimistek Summit. The head of the government of Nepal is scheduled to address the Bimistek Summit tomorrow. He will also hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from Bimistek member states on the margins of the summit. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to adopt high precautions in view of increasing air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley. Issuing a press release today, the Ministry requested everyone to take precaution as Nepal has been ranked in the list of most polluted country in the world for the first few days as per the Air Quality Index. According to the ministry, AQI level in Kathmandu is now recorded 348 and enlisted in hazardous category. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki suggested children, elderly persons, pregnant women and people with respiratory illness adopt special precautions as they are considered more vulnerable to the impact of air pollution. Likewise, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has asked one and all to take initiatives from their areas to control air pollution and stay vigilant about the health. According to the authority, air pollution level is increasing due to forest fires, road construction and industrial activities. According to meteorologist Binu Maharjan, with the improving pace of wind, the haze will be fizzling out from Friday. Flights to and from Tribhuvan International Airport have been adversely affected due to low visibility caused by haze in Kathmandu. Chief and General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport, Jagannath Nirula, said that due to thick fog in the sky of Kathmandu for the past few days, the visibility has decreased and airplanes are landing and taking off with the help of IFR technology. Though the flights have not been yet cancelled, General Manager Nirula said that the visibility at the airport is now 3,000 meters. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Dhuba has stressed the need for BIMSTEC members to uphold the spirit of regional unity and collective cooperation, addressing the 20th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting held today as part of the 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. She called for unity and collective collaboration to strengthen BIMSTEC as a platform that represents the shared aspirations of the citizens of the Bay of Bengal region. Dr. Rana also reiterated Nepal's commitment to regionalism and multilateralism in a peaceful, equitable, and inclusive manner under the leadership of the United Nations. Dr. Rana further highlighted BIMSTEC's leading role in promoting regional peace, unity, and environmental sustainability in the Bay of Bengal region and beyond. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The members in the House of Representatives today drew the government's attention on the urgency of addressing the issues of social mobilizers. During the today's meeting of the Committee on Women and Social Affairs, House of Representatives members demanded the government take its initiation to address the concerns of 210 social mobilizers who have been contributing through the government entity for the last 23 years. They said that the government ministries are not expected to take an excuse for overlooking the issue by suing each other under any circumstances. The ban imposed on exports of some Nepali goods to India has been lifted. The ban was lifted after India renewed Bureau of Indian Standards certificate of different goods including cement, corrugated sets and plywood manufactured in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hungary is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court, ICC, its government has announced. According to the BBC, a senior official in Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government confirmed this hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is sought under an ICC arrest warrant, arrived in Hungary for a state visit. In November, ICC judges said there were reasonable grounds that Netanyahu bore criminal responsibility for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity during the war between Israel and Hamas. Hungary is a founding member of the ICC, which counts 125 member states, and will be the first European Union nation to pull out of it. During a joint press conference, Orbán asserted that the ICC had become a political court. Netanyahu, meanwhile, hailed Hungary's bold and principled decision to withdraw from the court. India reacted cautiously on Thursday to US President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, with the government saying it was examining both implications and opportunities from the duty hikes. According to APF News Agency, Indian stocks fell at the open of trading on Thursday, with the benchmark Nifty Index trading more than 0.3% down in the afternoon. Trump, speaking while unveiling the tariffs at the White House on Wednesday, said Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was a great friend, but that he had not been treating us right. However, India's Department of Commerce said on Thursday that it is carefully examining the implications of various measures. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kusi, Madhes, Gandaki and Sudhupashim provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses event at Asian Institute of Technology during his ongoing Thailand visit, called for multi-level collaboration to address climate change as shared global concern. Health Ministry urges all to adopt high precautions in view of increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. Has caused low visibility disrupts flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. And Hungary withdraws from International Criminal Court during Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.